Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of the Poker Go Podcast, the number one poker podcast in all of the land, from sea to sea.
Sea to sea, okay.
My name is Donnie Peters. His name is Tim Duckworth. Thank you once again for tuning in to another episode of the show. Shout out to producer Rich Ryan, helping us out from Florida all the way across the country, but doing the damn thing, make us sound better, kind of take this show up a few notches. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very, very much. On this episode of the show, we're going to do a special, a very, very special community card segment. We got Tyler Brown winning the Mystery Millions tournament. And what I think, I know we're not even a full week in, but will be the call of the summer.
It's a big statement.
I mean, what's going to be bigger than what we saw today?
Chad, when Phil Hellmuth wins his...
No, that ain't happening. He had a shot today, but he didn't do it.
He did have
Chad Evislodge is... Or Eve Sledge. I say his name different every single time.
I believe it's Evislodge.
No. Chad Evislodge. He is leading the Dealer's Choice Championship. If you remember, a couple days ago, we talked about how he won the $1,500 version of the Dealer's Choice. Now he's chip leader, heads up with Dutch Boyd in the 10K Dealer's Choice. So that's crazy. The special community card segment is all about a podcast listener. Okay. Finished seventh in the $600 deep stack. That's great. And we have a stacked 5K Nolan Hold'em freeze out field that is playing down to the final table. That's going to stream tomorrow on Poker Go, or stream today if you're listening to this on Tuesday. Our guy Brent Hanks had a deep run in that. David Williams, Mr. Stud himself, leading the 10K Stud Championship. Nick Shulman, who won the $1,500 stud last night, he was eliminated on day one. And then we'll talk about, you know, what is coming up. As always, do not forget to like and subscribe to the Poker Go Podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave a review, please. We really do appreciate it. Take a screenshot of that review. Send it on into podcast@pokergo.com. Are we doing a drawing?
Yeah.
Okay, what are we doing? Who's the winner? What are they winning?
I got the winner. But before you announce the winner and read this sensational review, I feel like the reviews have been lacking. We haven't got as many as I wanted. And maybe it's
I don't know what to tell you.
Maybe it's because we haven't...
Blame the people.
No, maybe we haven't declared a true prize that they can win. And so this is what is on offer this week and for the rest of the World Series.
Dinner with Phil Hellmuth.
Can I enter the giveaway then? I want that prize.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I'm going to leave
you might
the
be
prizes.
The only one that wants to go.
It's going to be an open floor. So when you win, I'm going to reach out to you. Just let me say, I'm going to let you pick. You want something from the merch booth? I'll send you that. You want me to go get a piece of felt signed by Phil Hellmuth himself? I'll get it for you. If you want one of the new WSOP dealer buttons that we've put in play in all our feature tables to get a signed by Daniel Negreanu, I'll get that for you. So I'm going to be basically the giveaway sorcerer of prizes. And I'm going to give you some options.
Can they get a Poker Go podcast hat?
If that's what they want. Okay. They can choose anything that we can... reasonably get. I'm not going to go find a bracelet. I'm not going to steal a piece of the set. But
That'd be cool, though. Piece of set. That would actually be pretty cool.
Maybe we should do that. But it's kind of an open floor. So the first winner of this open floor, I'll let you read the review.
Joe D'Astolfo wrote, subject line, "This podcast is the nuts. Best poker podcast in the industry." See, I'm not the only one that says we're the number one poker podcast in the land. Clearly, Joe thinks so as well. Best poker podcast in the industry. Donnie and Tim do a great job breaking down all the latest news and notes that we want to hear about. They really get behind the curtain so we, the fans, get the inside scoop. An enjoyable, informative listen for any poker fan. Joe, thank you very, very, very much. Tim will reach out to you via email. That's how you submitted your review. So he will reach out back to you. So be sure to check your email inbox. He'll be in there handling that, facilitating your prize. Do got to tell you guys, promo code DREAMPOD. That'll get you $30 off your first year of a new annual subscription to PokerGO. And here is why that is important. You're likely listening to this on Tuesday, June 6th. At some point today, we are doing our first drawing in the PokerGO annual subscriber Dream Seat giveaway. One annual subscriber from the PokerGO family will win a seat to compete in the $1 million free roll PGT championship that is coming up in December at the end of the 2023 PGT season. You will compete alongside 40 of the best poker players in the world.
The best.
In addition to select Dream Seat winners for a chance to win a $500,000 first place prize that is going to take place at the PokerGO studio in Las Vegas. It is going to be live streamed. The first drawing is June 6th. So if you're listening to this early on in June 6th, you probably still have time to get in. If not, there is another drawing during the World Series of Poker, and it is on July 17th. If you guys want to head on over to pgt.com/dream, that'll give you the info on all the different ways that you can win a Dream Seat, including we have a special social media promotion that is completely free. So if you're an annual subscriber, you're going to be entered into these drawings during the WSOP. You can also head on over to pgt.com/dream to learn more about all the different ways that we're giving away these Dream Seats. But we're only giving away a few, only a handful. We're not throwing out millions of these seats all around, okay? This is going to be a very select ticket to come play at the studio and play for a crap ton of money. Got to give a shout out to our sponsors. This episode of the PokerGO podcast is brought to you by our great friends over at GTO Wizard, the number one app for poker players. With GTO Wizard, you can take your game to the next level through a variety of state-of-the-art tools and strategy content. Browse solutions, sharpen your skills by practicing all kinds of scenarios against GTO opponents, analyze your hand histories, and much, much more. GTO Wizard is the number one app for poker players. Visit gtowizard.com/pokergo to receive free access for your first 24 hours as well as 10% off your first purchase. All right, first things first, special edition of Community Cards.
Attention, attention. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to the poker radio audience near and far. It is now time for a brand spanking spiffy and new shout out to some of our most loyal listeners who likely got a bit too lucky on the way to the spotlight. You're listening to the number one poker show in the land, and it's time for a new edition of the PokerGO Podcast Community Cards.
Doing a little live Community Cards segment here with Manny. I'm not going to even try to pronounce your last name. You just finished 7th, right, in the 600 Deep Stack, the event I played, the event I busted.
So I'm better than you.
You are substantially better than me. I just want to, you know, this is life-changing money, $54,000 is your biggest score ever.
Yeah.
You know, right now, I know you just busted. Like, what's going in your mind?
Yeah, you know, I didn't take any bad beats the whole tournament, and even busting out, I just got so short I had to shove with, like, a suited queen. You know, I'm not a tournament player. I'm a cash game player. So just to have the run of not running into it and winning flips and things holding up, it's all you can ask for. It's the first event I played this year, so I'll probably stay out here the rest of the week, and then we'll come back for the main.
Now, you listening at home might be asking, why am I interviewing this guy that just finished 7th place? We normally interview winners. The reason is, you came up to us, you know, you wanted a hat, you're a listener. Gave you a hat, we saw you wearing it. We were like, oh my God, this guy's making a run. And then you took it off for a little while, but you made the final table, and I said, hey, maybe you should put it on. You put it back on. Maybe it was actually an unlucky hat.
No, I actually put it back on. I had about 6 million at like 500K big blind. And then I ran it up to like 18, 19 before the final table. So it's a good luck hat. Definitely just don't know if it's the hoodie or the hat or whatever, but we're going to have to buy some new clothes after this, and I think we can afford it.
You said you don't play that much, or you don't play tournaments that much. You know, is this win here for $54,000 going to change that? I think we're going to play a bit more tournaments or stick to cash games? What's the plan?
We need to talk to some TDs on the East Coast. I mean, I live in New York. I play, you know, underground cash. I go to Philly sometimes. AC has a series every now and then. So, I mean, we just got 6,000 people in a $600 deep stack. So, like, we need to wake up on the East Coast and get tournament poker going the way it should be.
Definitely. And one final question here. You're a loyal podcast listener. What's your favorite part about the podcast?
I like hearing you and Donnie talk about your bad beats at the South Point Nightlies. And it's just, you know, you watch so much stuff that's high roller, and you listen to Negron, you on in his podcast. And it's like, it's cool to hear how those guys operate. But, you know, you guys are delving more into the levels and the type of games that I'm playing in, and making the same mistakes and folding straights. And
I can't believe you brought that up.
But it's super relatable. You guys seem like you genuinely enjoy the game. You're around it all the time, and you're still not sick of it. So it's just like shooting the shit with some buddies, you know, at the table.
Manny crushed it. Seventh place in the 600 deep stack. I wish I could
like
have
what, 6,050 people or something insane?
All, yeah, that's an insane turnout to start with. But yeah, he absolutely crushed it. He won $54,000. As you heard, I spoke to him. He even threw a nice little jab at me about not folding a straight. So I think I don't think I'm going to ever live this down. But hey, man, that was pretty cool that he could be up on the main stage, on the final table, wearing the hat, the podcast hat that you gave him, I believe.
Yeah, I was walking. That field for day two was like right where we would walk in to get to our area. So I walk through it, and I hear Manny yell to me. I met Manny the other day. He DM'd me. He said, "Hey, I'm around. Can I come get a hat?" I said, "Yeah, of course. You just got to know the password. We all know what the password is. The password is Family Pot." Manny finds me, hits me with the password. I get him a hat. We're cooking. Okay. Then I'm walking through the field. It's day two, and I hear him yelling, "It's the hat, man. It's the hat." I turn around. It's Manny. He's still in the tournament. That's awesome. He's going strong. He's got a lot of chips. I'm like, wow. Next thing I know, final three tables. Next thing I know, final two tables. Next thing I know, he's up on the main stage playing at the final table. I'm like, this is epic. This is awesome. This is great for a podcast fan. He said it was all about the hat. I don't know if it was about the hat. It was probably about Manny's play.
No. It was the hat. It's the hat. All right.
But yeah, Manny D. Almeida finished seventh out of 6,085 entries, took home $54,794. Podcast effing run good, baby.
Yep.
Let's go. So good. Hopefully we get a bunch of others. Podcast people running deep. You guys heard the password for like the ninth time, Family Pot. Come find us. We'll be giving out these hats until we run out. And then when we run out, we're going to get some more. We're going to keep giving those out. The story of the day, we crowned a winner in the $1,000 buy-in WSOP Mystery Millions Poker Tournament. Now, this field was an absolutely enormous one. 18,188 entries.
Is this number confirmed, by the way?
I mean, I have no idea. I'm assuming so.
Like, I don't know.
It was online on social media on WSP.com or wherever. Okay. So, yeah. 18,188 entries. Last year, this tournament was deeper in the schedule. It was right before the WSP main event. It had 14,112, I believe it was. So 4,000 more entries.
Fifth biggest WSP field of all time.
They had nearly $5.5 million in the bounty prize pool alone. Three millionaires were crowned in this tournament. One was the winner, Tyler Brown. He took home $1 million first place prize. I'll get back to Tyler in just a second, but you also had two million-dollar bounty winners. You had a 500K bounty winner, a 250K bounty winner, a couple 100K bounty winners. Dan Schack got one of those. He also made the final table. He finished in seventh place. So, yeah. But Tyler Brown at this final table was absolutely locked in, played his ass off, rode it to victory, made what I'm going to say and crown right now, less than a week into the series, or just about a week into the series, the call of the summer. Hands down. This call was epic. I mean, so they're playing heads up, him and Guang Chen. And I believe it was a raise from the button with ace five for Tyler Brown. I'm going to do this off the cuff. Let's see if I get it. Guang calls the big blind with king nine. It comes 3-3 deuce, rainbow, check from Guang, bet from Brown, check raise, and a quick check raise from Guang. Tyler Brown thinks it over for a little bit, makes the call. Turn is a queen, and Guang pretty much immediately moves all in. The blinds were enormous at the time. I think they were 6 million, 12 million, something ridiculous. And after a bit of thought, Tyler Brown makes the call with ace high, picking off the incredible bluff pulled off by Guang, who had just king high. Another queen hits the river, so Brown is able to fade it.
Just about a pot-sized bet left behind for Brown here. Queen of spades on the turn. All in. Wow. What a shove from Guang. All in with king high.
This is a play.
I mean, we're playing poker now, ladies and gentlemen. As you said, Donnie, he was a non-believer on the flop. Is he going to be a non-believer on the turn? This would be an insane call if he makes it with ace high, but it looks as though he is seriously contemplating it.
He's going to make it.
What a tense moment here. $1 million on the line. Call. He makes the call.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Call of the summer so far. Tyler Brown, ace high.
I mean, listen, we streamed this this final table on the PokerGo YouTube channel. It is there in its entirety if you want to go back and watch it. But most importantly, just watch this. What was the second to last hand when Tyler Brown made this incredible call? What made this call so insane was the payouts.
Yeah.
The payouts at this final table were wild because it was like, you know, 40K jump, 50K jump, 60K, 100K, you know, like kind of normal jumps. But then the jump from second to first, second place was $561,000. First place was $1 million. So $440,000 essentially on the line here with this call. If anyone thinks ICM is for poor people, it is Tyler Brown, okay? Because that was one hell of a freaking call. Even if you like look at the hand and I mean, to me, it seemed like Tyler was going to call. Like, it seemed like the hand made sense from Tyler's perspective, and it didn't make sense from Guang's perspective, so I thought he was going to call. But still, being able to click that call button with more than $400,000 on the line, the chance to win a gold bracelet, the chance to win a gold bracelet in a tournament with more than 18,000 entries. I mean, this was just, it was incredible. You have to watch the hand. So check it out. Afterwards, Tim spoke to Tyler. So we'll play that interview for you guys right now.
Tyler Brown, congratulations, winner of the Mystery Millions. I want to ask you first, Hendon Mob full of PLO results. You played the PGT PLO series. You already got a sixth place. No limit hold'em. Is this something that you play a lot or?
I've played tournaments here and there. I've got, you know, some idea of what I'm doing, but honestly, obviously a lot stronger PLO player. There was a lot better hold'em players than me in this field. Obviously got insanely lucky with 18,000 people.
I spoke to your friend on the rail there, Ben. You know, you put a couple 1K bounties, couple little bounties, a 25K today, but you just won $1 million. That definitely makes up for all the bounties you missed out on, correct?
Oh, yeah. By the time I hit the 25,000, I wasn't even thinking about it. I didn't care. The pay jumps were massive. The bounties are a thing of the past.
Sixth place finish a couple days ago in the 5K mix, and now first. You know, we always ask about player of the year. Is this something that you are, like, going to, you know, try and chase for, or are you just going to, you know, come as a guys?
Well, I think this is the part where I say those are my only two WSOP events I've ever played.
That's very impressive.
So as far as player of the year goes, I don't necessarily see myself playing a ton of the mixed game events and a lot of the more non-conventional stuff. I may try to, but it was mostly just going to be a lot of the PLO tournaments. Given where I am now, player of the year sounds like a decent opportunity, so I could see myself firing a lot.
All right, that was Mr. Tyler Brown. First time I saw him was at the PGT PLO series. So not just a PLO player, clearly. This was an incredible run by him. Of course, being able to come out on top of an 18,188 entrant field for $1 million. Don't know exactly how much money he won in bounties, but nice little chunk of change. But yeah,
I spoke to, I touched on a bit in the interview, but I spoke to his friend Benjamin Miner, who also played the PLO series. He said he, you know, he did bink the 25K bounty during the final table.
But he only basically got, you know, a couple of 1Ks, you know, the small bounties on day two. So, hey, man, I would take, you know, a couple thousand dollars of bounties if you're going to win $1 million, wouldn't you?
Again, if you haven't seen the call, just go watch it because it was absolutely incredible.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Event number 10. That's the one that's heads up right now. Chad Eveslage against Dutch Boyd. At time of recording, it is 12:45 on Tuesday, June 6th in the morning. We're not here as late as we were last night, but it's still kind of late. $311,000 for first place. As I said earlier on this podcast, Chad Eveslage is looking for his second gold bracelet this summer. He won the $1,500 dealer's choice a few days ago. Now he is heads up in the $10,000 dealer's choice. I know we always talk when it comes to dealer's choice about Adam Friedman and winning the $10,000 dealer's choice championship three different times. Chad Eveslage winning the $1,500 one and then winning the 10K one is quite an impressive feat. For whatever reason, it's just the way that things break. The dealer's choice tournaments at the WSOP are just some incredible stuff overall.
I think you might be, you know, underselling it. I mean, this is more impressive than we really think. Like winning.
Here's what I'm trying to get at. I don't think it's as impressive as Adam Friedman, but it's pretty damn close. Like, it's basically what I'm trying to say. Like, I think Adam Friedman winning the 10K three consecutive years, right?
Yes, that's insane. Yes.
The top of the top.
All right,
is right there.
All right, I'm going to throw something back at you. Mark Newhouse, back-to-back November 9th. Better than if Chad goes...
No, not better.
Not better. Okay. That's I can think of
that's
the top
incredible.
Of my head.
That's incredible, that yes. Be but I just... I feel like... And I know those event those field sizes are so much larger and all this sort of stuff, but I feel like you see crazy runs in no limit hold'em tournaments or streaks or whatever you want to call them a lot more frequent than you do in a game when there's like 8,000 different games. Everyone's picking a different game. It's just players that are so much better on average than you see like in the WSOP main event. I mean, I know the WSOP main event is obviously like 95 days long and it's a minefield to get through. I understand that. You know, and then not only that, it's not just like Chad is making the final table. He's winning the event, potentially winning the 10K here. So I would put this one ahead of it. I think it's really incredible what he's doing here. And he's doing it super early in the series. So who the heck knows what we're going to see from Chad Eveslage. I can't remember. Did I predict this year that this is the year the bold prediction was like we're going to see someone win four bracelets? Did I say that? I can't remember. Or if I just like had a dream about it.
This sounds like something crazy you would say. Yes.
Yeah, you know, Chad's in the running because he's about to win number two and we're a week in, which is absolutely crazy. And then Dutch Boyd, listen. Dutch Boyd, whether he wins this or whether he loses it, kind of the return of Dutch Boyd. Like, well, welcome back, you know? And he's doing it in a supremely prestigious event, a super tough event to battle through. So that's great. Event number 11, $600 no limit hold'em deep stack. We touched on it a little earlier with Maddie D'Almeida. Kenneth O'Donnell, the winner of this tournament, $351,000 in his pocket. He topped a field of 6,085 entries. You interviewed Kenneth, right?
I did not because
you didn't.
We were over checking out Chad, dealer's choice, when he won.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah, because it was like five-handed when we left. And
wow, way to go. You're slacking.
Look, if we want to talk about slacking...
Listen,
Rich,
I'm stuck on these commentary
producer
things.
Rich, called him out in the group chat.
I'm stuck on commentary.
You haven't done
like,
one interview this World Series.
I haven't, but I'm stuck
I'm
on these...
I'm pretty sure people are sick of hearing my voice.
That's fine. You know, I'm trying to get out there, but I keep getting stuck on these commentary things that last 10 hours. I mean, what do you want me to do? So no interview here for the winter. What are you going to do? Not a big deal.
We'll get him next time.
We'll get him next time.
Next event.
Event number 12, that's the $5,000 Nolan Hold'em freeze out. That is playing down towards a final table tonight that will be streaming on Poker Go on Tuesday, June 6th. 735 player field. More than $3.3 million in the prize pool. We saw Philippe Ramos is out there, Jesse Lohnes, Christina Gollins, Andrew Osipchenko,
your boy,
is still in, who I said, be on the lookout. Look for him to do some big things at this World Series of Poker. Looks like he's making some noise. Sounds like they're going to return on Tuesday at 1 p.m. with the final table to be streaming later on that day. What, 5 o'clock?
It's scheduled for 6 p.m. because we thought we were going to come back with 20-something players, but looks like we have 16 left with about 20 minutes left in the day. So, should be an on-time stream, I would hope.
Yeah, so that one will kick off tomorrow again. We'll have it on PokerGo. You guys can watch it there. Brent Hanks, our guy, deep run, 31st place for $18,500. You spoke with Buffalo Hanks afterwards.
Yep.
So let's talk to him. Exclusive
bust-out interview.
Exclusive 31st place bust-out interview. Love it.
I'm here with Director of Programming Brent Hanks. He's used to asking poker players questions, but today he was a poker player, and now I'm going to ask him the questions. He just busted out 31st place in the 5K freeze out. I'm going to ask the worst question you can ask someone. How are you feeling right now?
Well, for a little while, I felt like a poker player, but now I still just feel like a director of programming after busting. But I feel fine. I had fun. Thought I played pretty good, and made some money.
You just touched on, you don't really play that often anymore. So when you have a deep run like this early in the World Series, is you kind of want to drop all the work tasks and play a bit more?
It's like the only time I get every year is to just play a handful of events. So I look forward to it a lot. And it's different. When I used to play for a living, there was a lot more stress and grind. And here it was just like, let's just see if we can get a sweat. One sweat every summer is the goal. And we got an early one, so maybe we can get some more.
Just touch on an early result. What else can we expect from you, you know, heading into the rest of the World Series?
Play a few more whenever you guys don't keep me too busy, and have fun, and hopefully get a couple more sweats, and maybe Jeff Platt will actually make a run, and I can go sweat him like he was sweating me.
That's probably not going to happen, but I do have Jeff Platt right here. I'm going to bring him in. I'm going to get him, see if he has any questions for you in this little podcast snippet here, Jeff.
I'm very nervous. Sorry. How's it feel to be cooled off at the end? I ask you like hand history questions because he finds those questions so valuable. Yeah. Did you hit him with the how do you feel?
I did. Okay. I opened with the worst question in the world and how are you feeling, but I think it was fitting in this one.
Have you asked him what he's going to do with the money?
Brent Hanks, what are you going to do with the money? I know you got 17 kids at home.
Yeah.
So what's the plan? Are we going to finally put them in college? You know, what's going on?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I don't think that's going to quite cover it, but I might be able to pick up some diapers for the next couple of months, you know. It's a good score. We'll take it. I don't really know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll go buy a beer.
Brent Hanks, man. Guy's still doing it. Good run. I believe that he needs to play more poker. I think he's extremely good. Whenever I listen to him do commentary, mostly alongside Jeff Platt, I think Brent is very much in tune with the modern game, yep. And he certainly understands everything that a lot of people are doing. He has a lot of really good poker players like kind of in his circle. He obviously talks to a lot of those guys that play in the studio and all that sort of stuff. So I think he needs to get out there and he needs to battle more, especially during the summer when his job is a little bit lesser compared to the rest of us. And then outside of it, he's doing all the crazy stuff like organizing all the lineups and all the games and helping in the studio and doing commentary and all that sort of stuff. But during the summer, he should go for it, try and get bracelet number 2. Pretty close here in this one, but 31st place out of 735 players in a 5K WSOP event.
Very good.
Very, very, very good. Event number 14, $10,000 stud championship. 111 entries, 55 are remaining. Today was day one. They can register up until the start of day two on Tuesday. David Williams is the chip leader. He has one stud bracelet, I think. He for sure won the 1500 once. I want to say he might have come in second another time, but certainly knows a thing or two about stud. You got Max Hoffman, Timon Nakamura, Dmitry Urbanovich, and Brian Yoon are in the top five. Stud Master Eli Lezra. Stud Master?
Yeah, he's a Stud Master.
Stud Master Eli Lezra is in the field. Negreanu is 13,500. What the heck happened? He was all over the place today.
Don't know, but he's bottom of the chip
counts. He was bottom of the chip counts, and then he was like top of the chip counts.
Maybe it was an error, though.
He went down to like 49K or something, and then he had like 340, according to the chip counts, and then now he's got 13,500. Maybe that's an error. Maybe it's not. But yeah, David Baker had an interesting tweet because they tweak the structure for these late events. I guess it'll probably be interesting to see what the players think. I'm not sure if they will do anything or not, but basically they tweak the structure so that these later events, they're starting at 2 p.m. and they're ending 11 p.m. at the latest. Yep. You know, I think the structure, if they stick exactly to it, would get them out of here at 10:45 p.m., and there was a lot to be made of the earlier nights, getting people out of here. You don't have to play till 2, 3 in the morning, all that sort of stuff. Well, David Baker had a tweet that he says, that's not working. We're not getting the additional numbers we thought we would get. So we need to go back to the old stuff because we're actually losing players because people are getting stuck in some of these smaller buy-in events, the ones that kick off at 10 or 11 a.m. They're getting stuck in those. They're running deep in day twos, all that sort of stuff. And then they're not going to be able to register for the 10K events.
But you still can register the next day.
Yeah, so I know you still can register the next day. I don't know. I'm just saying David ODB Baker is a pretty prominent figure within the high stakes tournament community that plays these big, you know, 10K championship events at the WSOP. So he said that other players have felt the same way in his tweet. So I guess that's like kind of something to monitor.
Yeah.
I think the WSOP in this regard generally does a good job with like listening to these players, much like what you do with the PGT. It's easier to coordinate when you have a smaller community. You know, like these 10K championship events are 100 to 200 players, you know, give or take, depending on whatever the tournament is. But, you know, you can easily like reach out to that. Like you can't reach out to everyone in the Mystery Millions. You just can't do it. It's not possible.
No.
Right. But this stuff, you can really gauge the community, you know, get feedback and go from there. So we'll see if there's anything to come from there. I guess this is just one of those things we'll be monitoring. Well, yeah.
And see all the 10K championship mix and see, are all the numbers down or is this just the one-off? Is this just the outlier because Sean Deep's still in the 600 PLO and Phil Helmuth took the day off and whoever else decided not to play? So I think there's more factors than just a few 40-minute levels. But I guess, we'll see at the end of the series how the numbers kind of fare.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe we can chase Daniel Negreanu down because I know he was talking about this a lot going into the WSOP. I haven't seen too much of him around the tournaments. I have seen him a lot in his log, and he's usually at the Vegas Golden Knights games.
Yeah.
Shout out to them being up 2-0 in the Stanley Cup Finals. Starting yesterday on Monday, we had the $600 PLO Deep Stack. That had, 3,200, 3,300 entries in that one. Is Sean Deep still in?
I'm checking around.
That's kind of all I care about he's on the 25K fantasy team.
Well, Clayton Fletcher is currently the chip leader. So.
Wow. I didn't know Clayton Fletcher played PLO, but that's good for him.
Sean Deep is currently 10th in chips with 128 players remaining. Brandon Shack Harris, 11th in chips, just below him.
Okay.
Greg Fosselman Raymer.
Still in?
Also top 20 along with Alan Lee.
Wow. How many are left? Well, so Alan Lee is a given. I mean, just put Alan Lee at the final table. That's just incredible.
I already talked to him about the upcoming PGT PLO series. He's pumped for that. But yeah, it says 128 players, but who knows?
We already talked about the 10K Stud Championship starting today. Coming up on Tuesday, June 6th, we have $1,500 No Limit Hold'em 6-Max Tournament. We have a 25K No Limit Hold'em High Roller. I think that one's going to be 8-Max.
Yep.
And then on Wednesday, I'm like weirdly excited for this tournament, mostly because I want to see what happens with it. The $300 buy-in Gladiators of Poker. I want to see how big the field gets.
Dusting off 300.
I want to see the shit show. I think I'm going to have to get in there at some point.
You're going to get in the 6-Max. I'm going to force you to play tomorrow.
I don't know if I'm going to play the 6-Max. I was going to play the $2,500 No Limit Hold'em on Wednesday, but I like messed up my schedule. I didn't see something. So, you know, now I can't play it. Then we were going to do commentary. We weren't going to do commentary. So I've just been back and forth. Now Tim is trying to force me into the 6-Max. We'll see if I do that.
Look, I'm minus 600 for this World Series. I need to get you in either the negative or the positive. You can't sit on zero. I don't like that.
I will for sure not be sitting on zero. Trust me. Trust me on that. All right. Well, let's just wrap it up right here. That'll do it for myself, Donnie Peters, and for him, Tim Duckworth. really good show, really good day here at the World Series of Poker. Really excited to get into this next week. We got a lot of big things coming. So yeah, tune on into everything that we're doing. Follow us on social media. Check us out on Poker Girl and on the Poker Girl YouTube channel. We will talk to you guys later.
Peace. Tonight.